Former Archbishop Rembert Weakland gave a recorded deposition this summer after several abuse victims filed fraud lawsuits against the archdiocese. The victims say the church long had a policy of moving around priests who had abused children without informing the new parish about the priest's past. In one segment, Weakland is quizzed by the plaintiff's attorney, Jeffrey Anderson.
Before 1992, is it fair to say that Archbishop, the practice was to put the priest back in ministry, either a parish or a chaplaincy, and not tell the laity that you knew that he was an offender?
I would say that was the practice.
Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the deposition is powerful.
To hear it coming from the Archbishop that, yeah, we concealed, I knew this guy was a sex offender, I didn't tell people, I put him back in, is absolutely crushing and devastating to hear.
Isley says the victims group released the deposition now because the Milwaukee Archdiocese posted a statement that key people in the cases were deceased and that a fair trial isn't possible. Archdiocese spokesman Jerry Topchewski says not informing parishes about troubled priests was just the way it was back then.
There has been an evolution with how these things have been dealt with, but you know, the fact that someone wasn't told back, you know, 20, 30 years ago is a fact. You're right. It's no different than probably how it was handled in other aspects of society.
The priest abuse fraud cases may go to trial by next spring. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.